The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho, and he intended to pass through the town. Now a man there was named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and a very wealthy man. He was seeking to see who this Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, and he was very short. So he ran ahead. He climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass along that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up at him, and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly. Today I will stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, the people began to grumble, "He's gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood his ground and said to the Lord, "Lord, I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I will repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. And the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what is lost." This is good news from the Lord. So let's put this gospel in our context. Imagine there's some guy in the South Valley, Chicano, but he really isn't loyal to his own people. He aligns himself with the rich white guys and rips off all of the poor folks here in the South Valley and keeps the profits. That's Zacchaeus. And when Jesus comes through town, darn it, he doesn't stay at the nice houses of good people who go to Holy Family Parish, but he stays at his house, dang it. That's the setting. And it's supposed to upset you. We're those grumbling people. Says, "Don't you know he's a rich Republican? Why do you go stay at his house? Huh? You should stay at our humble little house." So, unless you make the context real and apply this to our situation, you don't get the scandal or the message of this beautiful gospel. Now, we short guys, we like this, of course. This Zacchaeus is our patron saint. But you could say, yes, he crawls up into the sycamore tree to see Jesus, as the text says. But you could say at a deeper level, he crawls up to be seen. That's the real symbol of his shortness. He's a little nobody who's tried to make himself somebody by making a lot of money, and probably not honestly. A tax collector was assumed to be an extortionist. He took far more than he had a right to and kept a good portion himself. So the wonderful thing is that it works, that he is seen by Jesus, which is what the soul desires. Which is what all of you desire, for God to see you all the way through and to love what he sees. That's what everybody desires, that there's one person who knows me as I am and still loves me. Now the giveaway of that is that Jesus knows his name. This naming of this anonymous man in the tree shows Jesus' recognition and honoring of him as he is, even though he's a cheat. And this great receptivity is in fact what converts him. I want to tie this up with that first reading that I said is my favorite from the Book of Wisdom, where perhaps you noted it says, "You overlook people's offenses, and thus they come to love you." It's not that
we love God and then God decides to overlook our offenses. No, it's God's overlooking of our offenses that make us fall in love with God. It's the other way around. And that's exactly what has happened here. That Zacchaeus knows he has been seen, he has been honored, and he has been invited. And so he quickly rushes down from the tree, and Jesus even says, I'm coming to your house. And in his immense excitement, all of his previous trying to make a dishonest buck doesn't mean a dang thing. He says, I'll give it all back. This is what the 12-steppers call making amends. You can't just sometimes say you're sorry, but sometimes you gotta undo what you did wrong. Restitution, we call it. And so we see here Zacchaeus quite willing to make restitution four times over. And Jesus, dismissing all the mistakes of his life in one wonderful swoop of grace, says, salvation today has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. In other words, he's absented himself from his Jewish people by aligning himself with the gringos. But Jesus says, no, he's still one of us. He's not just an outsider aligning with the Roman oppressors, but in fact, he is a son of Abraham, which means he is a good Jew. And then, of course, the wonderful punchline, which I hope we know applies to all of us. I did not come to seek the good people, but to save those who were lost. Religion has never gotten that straight. We think Jesus came to form a country club that could gather on Sunday morning like us. And very often we're the people with the least spiritual curiosity and the least spiritual desire. We take it all for granted. I'm in writing correspondence with three men in jail. And the letters they write to me, of course they have plenty of time to think and to write. But at the same time, their desire to read books, to learn scripture, to learn how to pray, frankly, puts most of us to shame. Those are the ones Jesus said, I came for. Because only people who know they've been at the bottom have a desire, a sincere desire for grace and mercy and forgiveness. And grace and mercy and forgiveness are the very name of God. If you don't want them, if you don't need them, you probably don't know God.